And time now for Slate's Summary Judgment feature, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about the weekend's releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon.
You moviegoers looking for a hot love story set amongst the sexy world of war zone relief workers, well, look no further. Here's Angelina Jolie and Clive Owen in the romantic drama Beyond Borders.
What are you doing?
I'm absolutely crazy about you. I can't stop thinking about you. You're always in my mind. You're in my heart. You're in every beat of me.
Critics themselves pretty much sought relief from this film. Potent stuff for part of the way, then it nosedives into a sublime kind of awfulness, observes Newsday. The Minneapolis Star Tribune declares, her adventures are like a supermodel's daydream about the Peace Corps. Now I kind of want to see it. Next up is the fact-based drama Radio, which stars Cuba Gooding Jr. as a mentally challenged youth who's befriended by a tough football coach played by Ed Harris.
I know some of you don't know or don't care about all that Radio's learned over these past few months. But truth is, we're not the ones been teaching Radio. Radio's the one been teaching us.
Unfortunately, most of the nation's critics found this feel-good movie making them feel just plain bad. Cloying, sentimental, and simplistic is the way the Christian Science Monitor called it, and the Palo Alto Weekly critic snarls, I don't cotton to having syrupy melodrama shoved down my throat, nor do I like it tied up in a stagey and innocuous package. Kudos to the Palo Alto Weekly for bringing back the phrase, I don't cotton. And finally, it's the latest installment of the comedy spoof franchise Scary Movie 3. Director David Zucker of Airplane fame comes aboard to parody a raft of other movies, from Matrix Reloaded to 8 Mile.
Hey, look, before we get on with the battles tonight, I got a couple announcements to make. I know y'all gonna want to bust a cap in the air for your favorite rapper, but if you could please hold on to your gunfire until the end of the show.
The nation's critics are either slapping their knees in delight or wanting to slap the face of the parties responsible. The Arizona Republic warns it feels like 20 minutes of material spread over an hour and a half, but Newsday says yes, it's crass, crude, and sledgehammer subtle, yet you can't help giggling yourself stupid. But finally, in a review only a broken-down sports fan could love, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution whines, Scary Movie 3 blows more opportunities than the postseason Braves. Well, as they say at the ballparks and at the movie studios, wait till next year.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer based in Los Angeles.